Okay. Well, welcome everyone. First, I want to honor all of you who are here as we begin our year-long journey together around and within the sacred medicine wheel of your life, of our lives. And the equinox is such a special time, this time of pause, which I know many of you have heard me talk about, especially on last week's call. It's such a time of pause and new beginnings that I wanted to, let me put the volume up a little bit. It's such a time of pause and new beginnings that I was very moved to gather us together here today on the call to greet you all and greet all the brothers and sisters who haven't yet found us in this circle. Just beginning to gather people. This Groupon program does not begin until November, first week of November, which can seem pretty far off. And many of us, especially in the north here, I think people are really wanting to cling to it not being anywhere near November yet. Just steep ourselves in the beauty of the warm weather still here in the north. And then for those of you in the southern hemisphere, I want to really honor you too for being here today. And for you, spring is coming. It's a whole other world. Yet it's the same kind of, it's the same pause. It's the equinox. It's that place of, for us, the serpent of energy has, gone to its heights at the solstice in the summer, has come down towards the earth and is now at a pause, and as of, within the next 24 hours, it will start slowly moving back down into the earth, carrying our dreams into the earth, which is why later on I'll be reading a vision statement that the spirits and I have written for this group to plant our vision and our dreams into the earth for this year. And those of you in the southern hemisphere, it's a time of noticing you, whether you were conscious of it or not. You planted your dreams also back in the fall, and now it's springtime for you, and you get to kind of reap what you have sown. You get to see the fresh shoots, and if you're very aware and open, you'll really notice those fresh shoots opening in your life. You'll notice the synchronistic events happening. Things, starting to manifest that you had been dreaming that you wanted in your life, that your soul was moved and desiring in your life. So it's an honoring. It doesn't really matter where we are in the year. It is a time of pause, and the fall and spring equinoxes are exactly opposite each other on the medicine wheel. And so that, again, brings in the whole balancing nature of the equinoxes and the solstices right now. Actually, it's the equinox. We have equal, not exactly, but pretty close, equal days and equal nights, which also mirrors equally honoring the shadow sides of us and most brilliant light sides of us, and really honoring any of the natural balance of the light and the dark, or the heavy and the light, or the whatever that is in our life. This is the time of really feeling that balance. Or if we don't feel balanced, really, if we align with this time right now and this pause, we will automatically and magically start to feel aligned and grounded and balanced just by being together and breathing and acknowledging and honoring this door. We're doing just that together. So just by being here, we're already beginning to, dream and plant the visions for our year as a group, since this is a special gathering just for our group. Whether you're here on the call or not, today the spirits and I and whoever on the call will be magnetizing you. You may not even know about us yet. You may not have even heard or felt a stirring in your heart. The spirits may not have given you the message yet that this group is forming, that will be your group, that you are going to be stepping into. So we're also not only honoring those who have stepped up, we're also honoring and drawing you who will be coming. And that's a very sweet, sweet thought to be in, an intention to be in here for myself, holding this circle. That's a really beautiful thought. So it's like magnetizing, calling you here. And you will be hearing this replay probably and know that this was the time on this day, on the equinox, on September 23rd. That was when you were called to come to the circle, to come into this beautiful journey of birthing yourself into being, to go through the initiatory gateways of your of yourself, of your life, and really let go of the old once and for all, and really step into your power and move forward. It's a beautiful, it's going to be a beautiful journey. So before I go on, I'm going to do a drumming and a prayer, as we will always be starting our circles that way. And so here I am doing that, praying for all of us. And while you're listening, you can also be doing the same, really honoring, humbly honoring and thanking your guides and spirits and the great spirit for bringing you here on this call today and bringing you into this sacred circle that we are forming. So with the voice of my drum, I offer a deep prayer of gratitude and appreciation for this mystery, this miracle of our lives, for the great spirit, for this preciousness of being here embodied, being beautiful, brilliant spirits, living through the lifetimes and here embodied on the earth in this time. And we pray to the earth and Father Sky, to the moon, the sun, the planets, the stars, the beautiful galaxy that we are within, and all the other light beings and on all the other galaxies that we are actually connected with, that we have no concept in our human minds and hearts to probably even be able to conceive of. And we also say a prayer to all the light beings and beneficial helpers and guides in the upper and lower worlds, the angels, the angelic beings who support us in our lives, whether we are aware of it or not. And a special prayer again to the earth and all of her creatures and miraculous life forms. Thanks for the elements, fire and water and air, for our lives. We wouldn't exist, obviously, without any of these. And we also want to do, say a deep prayer of thanks to the ancestors and the ancient earth keepers who throughout time have kept the sacred ancient earth and spirit-based traditions alive and who even circle beneath the earth as circles of beings that guide us. And during this year, we'll go visit some of you. Hopefully, we will be able to meet up with you, that as you wish. And we also want to thank, of course, the spirits and guides who've gathered us into this beautiful group. Whether you actually have said yes in your physical form or not, you already are part of this group, and we thank the guides for gathering and magnetizing and ushering all of us together. Thank you. Here we are in this beautiful pause between the seasons. So if you could just close your eyes right now, be really present in your body, this beautiful temple, this miraculous temple and form that we, our spirits are embodying in this lifetime, right here, right now. It's really open to the miracle of that. Feeling our skin and our bones and our blood. Feeling where you are, either seated or lying down, wherever you are, just really being aware of the physical world around you. Breathing and just being aware of the spirits of the land and beneath you, acknowledging and thanking. Feeling yourself present, really present in your physical form, even though your eyes are closed. Just we're being present right now in our forms, in our bodies. So now let's take a medicine walk to a place you may have been with me before, which is to a beautiful circle of stones on the earth that you now are going to start moving towards. Your eyes are still closed. And you see this beautiful circle of stones on the earth in a beautiful place. You'll start walking towards, moving towards that circle of stones on the earth. Feeling your spirit being moved and drawn in that direction. Super aware and open with all of your senses. Smelling the air. Feeling the sky above you. Feeling the earth, the warm earth under you. Feeling the sun on your back. The sun's on your back, so you're actually moving towards the north. So on this inner warrior journey that we will go through this year, always being aware of where we are on the earth and where we are in our journey time. It's very grounding. It brings structure and form to the vastness of it all. Here we are on this earth, so we are going to learn and be aware of. So the sun is on our backs and we're moving towards the north. We see the circle and then we find ourselves at what would be now the south entrance. There's a little opening in the stones. And once you remove your shoes or sandals or whatever it is, you'll first find two stones on the earth. One is flat and one is round, and you're going to pick those up and you're going to click them together. This is to alert the spirits and guides that you're there. And you're going to, when you feel, you're going to humbly ask to enter. When you feel a yes, you humbly say thank you, and you can enter into that south door and move, feeling your feet on the earth, feeling your bare feet, soles of your feet touching the earth, the warm earth. And you're on a medicine walk, opening your senses wide, 360 degrees. You can feel it all, feeling this sphere of energy around you, your being within your body, expanding and extending all the way out into space and time and down into the earth. And you move towards that circle and you can see others, a few of us, because our circle, it has not yet totally formed yet. There are still people joining. We're moving with those who have said yes towards that circle. And when you get there, just intuit your space, your place, feeling that beautiful fire And actually, you can move clockwise around the circle a few times. Just moving clockwise around the circle until you feel that intuitive yes in your belly, in your knowing, in your moon lodge. For women, the moon lodge is in our womb, and for men, that is in the same center below your belly button. Feeling that, feeling your place in the circle. And when you feel that and you feel certain, like an animal would, finding its nest, finding a place to lie down in the warm sun, just find your place and settle in. Aware of the fire. Opening your senses and awareness to this beautiful circle, this medicine circle that we've entered into, this circle of stones. You're aware of the north, beautiful snow-capped mountain range in the north. To the east, you're aware of a beautiful spring-flowering landscape. In the south, it's full summer. In the west, the sun is setting, the dreaming place where we honor and learn about how to activate our dream bodies so that in the setting sun of every day, we're already starting to prepare ourselves to go into our dream time. And then feeling ourselves in the center, aware of the earth. We're sitting on the earth, aware of her molten core, brilliant, burning molten core. And above us, we feel the sun. Well, we feel the sun to the south. And we can feel the moon as well. Even though we can't see the moon is there. And all the stars that we just can't see right now. Being aware of ourselves, we are on the earth. We are in an incredible galaxy of billions of stars. Curling throughout space. Yet we're so grounded and rooted on this beautiful earth that we have chosen right now as a place for us to be in our soul's evolution. And it feels good. And we're aware. And we're open. And we're ready to start this journey together, this year-long birthing ourselves into fully being in our brilliance together. And so as we're here, just being aware of the people who are gathered, and then also being aware of the spirits of the people who aren't yet knowing that they haven't yet discovered the circle, we can also see them and feel them in the circle. And our hearts also acknowledge them today in the circle. 20 of us, 20 of you, 21 of us, including myself, will be doing this journey together. So visualizing 21 hearts and souls in circle, committed together, brothers and sisters together, for a whole year. So now as you're sitting here, I'd love you to just visualize yourself, feel right now, just feel yourself. You can close your eyes are closed, but continue to close your eyes even within the circle there. And feel, see if you can feel your tree of life. Feel yourself, find your tree of life. And you may just feel your tree of life right with you. You're in the center of it, in the circle. You might find yourself somewhere else, but we're just visiting our tree of life. And don't think about it in your mind. Don't be logical about it. Just open and invite an image and a feeling of your tree of life. And just see what your tree of life looks like. We're going to notice. What kind of tree is it? And don't worry if you don't see it. Just feel it. Just be aware. Is it big? Is it small? What do your roots feel like? What do the roots of your tree of life feel like? Do they expand in a beautiful, expansive web way deep into the earth? Are the roots shallow? No judgments. What does the trunk of your tree feel like and look like and be like? Is it an ancient tree? A young tree? And now being aware of the branches, the crown of the tree. Is it the springtime of your tree? Where in the season is your tree? Or flowers, just noticing. This beautiful tree of your life, the tree of life of you. Feeling your branches, feeling the trunk, feeling yourself in this trunk of your tree. Roots expanding and reaching towards the core of the earth, reaching up into the sky. And just being a time of balance, we get to observe the balance. The roots of our tree of life are like the reflection in the mirrors of, they go deep down into our shadow world, our dreaming places. And during our year, we will go into the roots of our tree and really look, feel into the deep roots, into the shadows of ourselves, so that we can be honest and introspective and do our initiatory work, going through the gateways to our soul, the letting go, the acknowledging, the shining the light on. And as we do that with our roots will grow stronger. And so will our branches up into the sky will also grow stronger. And by really acknowledging and being willing to face our shadows, we nourish our whole tree of life. So again, no judging, just being with and noticing. What does your tree of life feel like, look like, be like? So just being with your tree of life, this being the pause time, we are going to together sit quietly and pause and be together. You can just, if you still feel your tree of life, that's great. You can be with your tree of life and do this 15 minutes. We're going to sit together quietly. Or if you're feeling yourself back into the circle, be in the circle, feeling the beautiful fire, the warmth of the fire on your chest and on your face, on your legs, the comfort of that. We're going to sit quietly, being together for 15 minutes here. Honoring this pause, aligning with this pause, and training with the dreaming of the earth by honoring this pause, by letting ourselves settle, by letting ourselves be quiet and settle down, land. Okay, so I will be the timekeeper. Okay. So, I don't know if you could hear in the background, but it's an exquisite fall day. Well, not quite fall yet, but we're almost there. It's the first day. It's a beautiful, exquisite day, and we have lots of medicine on the call, which I don't know if you heard. There's been, like, lots of squirrels. Just started to get very active as soon as we started our meditation. There's chickadees in the background. There's been blue jays. There's been a raven. It's been a very a very blessed quiet that we had with all of these animals, and I don't really take it lightly that that they happened to start coming around, because many of them weren't even making any noise until we paused here. So the squirrel being all about being prepared, making its nest, you know, like gathering the harvest, getting, it's kind of like when I was being with that medicine around the inner warrior walk, which we're all going on together, you know, we strategize, we come up with a plan, we're resourceful, we always look for solutions, we gather up our tools, which is what you'll be doing. You're going to be gathering some very powerful tools that you can bring with you for the rest of your life during this year, and you know, like making a comfortable nest, having your resources there, knowing where your food is, knowing where the food for your spirit is, nourishing, gathering. So I love that they came around and came so close during our meditation. And all the other birds are really moving around at this time of the year here in Maine. They're moving and finding, trying, you know, moving to the next season, shifting, coming in flocks, moving out in flocks, which is what we're all kind of doing in a way as we're landing ourselves into this next season, you know, finding our place, finding our direction, planting our visions, acknowledging the harvest from what we've harvested in the last season, which we're going to be journeying about soon. So, and the other thing that came to me that I just wanted to acknowledge while I was coming out of the meditation is how much we can learn about ourselves when we sit quietly. And it's like there's no escaping ourselves, our minds, our restlessness. I mean, it's the most beautiful mirror there can be for our egos and parts of ourselves that kind of impede us from just being, simply being here in this present moment. So really allowing ourselves to stop and pause and doing that as a group, and even if the group, you know, I find if I'm even with one other person, somehow I allow myself or I stop even deeper. There's that power of being with others with an intention to be together, to quiet, to put our egos in right size, to let our thoughts flow through like the clouds. And the gathering of people doing that is really powerful. I'm sure that you all know that. You know, if you've come and you've committed to this year, you're aware of the power of the circle, and you're aware of the power of intention of other like-hearted and like-spirited people coming together. It's really powerful and very comforting all at the same time. So, so we're going to, I know that you all, I believe that you all have listened to the call that I did last week, or the replay, either you're live on it or on the replay. So I won't be repeating, but I'll be able to take us deeper into this place of the equinox, into this doorway, into the power of aligning with this this time. And so we're going to take a journey that has three parts to it. The first part is whether you're in the north, if you're in the northern hemisphere. This is the fall. We have just passed through the south on the medicine wheel. We've passed through the south on the earth in our seasons. And that's the place of the ancestors. It's the place of the past. It's the place where we cycle through and let release things from the past, learn from the past, let go. And it's the place. So it's the place of the ancestors. And we get to also get to know, I mean, it's also the place of the inner child. So for women, it's the place of our inner little girl. And for men, it's the place of our inner little boy. And I don't know if you've noticed, for those of us in the southern hemisphere in particular, if you have had certain things arise to initiations to go through in this past season. You know, maybe family stuff has been up, but often what happens when we're actually in that direction, certain things will arise, and not for us to push down, to allow us to move through us and through our hearts, not shutting our hearts, keeping our hearts open and allowing our emotions and our feelings to move through us and pass through us. And when we do that and we know about which direction to turn to, which in this particular case I'm talking about the south, we have the support of the powers of the south. We have the support of the guides of the south. We have the support and emanations of the beautiful south energy that helps that process happen, helps us really let go, helps us move, helps us heal. And so what we're going to do in this first part of our journey, for those of us in the south, we're going to first journey into the south and first acknowledge anything that we have noticed or that we're aware of. Even as I'm speaking, you might be aware of that you have healed or passed through, what initiatory passageways you've been through during the season of the summer. Really acknowledging if there's any, you know, inner work that you've done around your inner child, or any work around trust in the heart. That's all the south, which of course we'll talk about a lot when we go through each direction through the year. But it's the place of trusting, the place of allowing, it's the place of the heart, the body, actually, the body, and looking at all those things from the past that then help us climb our sacred mountain in the north. So those of you in the southern hemisphere, you're going to be journeying to the north, which is the direction you just passed through, and now you're going into the east. So you'll be journeying in the first part of this journey to the north to acknowledge the evolution, you could say, or the growth of your inner warrior or warrioress. You know, what passageways have you gone through in the darkness of your winter? And really acknowledging the deep inner work that you've done over the winter to let go of your conditioned thoughts, to look at your fear around stepping into your power, you know, sabotaging things that come up. That's all the north. And again, we'll talk about that in great detail as we go through the year. So you're going to go to the north and acknowledge and just be aware of anything, you know, the beautiful things that have happened, the healing that's happened for you in the north. And then for all of us, either whether we're in the south or the north in that first part of our journey, we're also going to be asking, is there anything else that we can let go of from the north or the south to help us pass through this time right now between the seasons? And so, you know, don't get lineal about it or logical. It's just opening and asking, is there anything else that you kind of left behind that you could complete, let's say? You know, like complete that circle of energy, like, oh, right, there was that, you know, and maybe it's also about finishing clearing out something or a project or something that you could complete so that you're really moving into this next season with a clean space, open, an open space, and not being dragged and feeling yourself kind of left behind in the, oh, I should have done that, I could have done that kind of a place. So we're opening to that in the first part of our journey, acknowledging, opening if there's anything else to complete or just wrap up, you could say, from the last season. So I'll be drumming, and then when you hear my drum pause, the first pause, then you're going to move to the actual doorway. So for us, it's fall, we're moving to the southwest doorway. And those of you who it's spring, you're going to move to the northeast doorway. And we're going to then, I'm going to start drumming again, and you're going to be in that doorway, and you're going to open to any guides or spirits there that might be giving you any inspiration or guidance about what might be good for you to do so that you can pass through this doorway. And we want to be in all humility and really honoring of the spirits and guides there. And since we're going to be in that first lower world when we do this journey, you're going to see if there's any, you know, there could be a circle of guides that you've met before or maybe not met in the fall here. It's the place, it's also the underneath is the place where the medicine people are, the healers and the medicine people. So you might be getting some guidance or inspiration from them about what may be coming up, or they might even give you some guidance and inspiration or just a feeling about what deep healing work you might be heading into in the next season. So that's the second part of the journey. So for you, where it's spring, you're going to the beautiful door there, and same thing. See if there's any, it'll be more of like an angelic guides and beings actually there, because you have the cosmic energies coming in from this from the sky, kind of. It's that space of the priestesses in, you know, from the upper realms. So you might get some inspiration about them, how they are going to help you manifest and really fully step into the vision that you planted last fall and now you're moving into as the energy goes out from the earth and moves back up towards the summer for you. So that we're both, we have both in the circles, very balanced in itself, that we have people journeying to both seasons is kind of wonderful. So that's the second part of our journey. Asking, see if we see any circles or of guides or beings that want to give us any inspiration or guidance around how we can actually pass through this doorway. Is there anything we need to let go of? Is there anything we need to intend or envision? And so just that will be the second part. I'll drum for that. That's the doorway part. Then I'll pause again. And then I'll start drumming again. And that's when you're going to open to what it is that is there ahead for you, that you're kind of envisioning. And this is all about the vision statement that maybe you've written and maybe you haven't. I'm going to talk about that a little later on. And so it's about that dreaming into and really looking ahead towards this next season and what your spirit wants, what passageways you want to go through, what particular healing work. And you don't have to even know it necessarily, but it's really looking towards that next season and just opening to that world. So for us in the fall, we're going to be opening to that world of the deep dreaming and going into the darkness. And for those in the spring, you're going to be going out into the light of the East, a place of pure spirit, you know, and really allowing in that space to really try not to get too lineal and try not to fill the space of the unknown, because that's the East, pure spirit. Try not to figure things out. It's really about leaving that open space for the spirits to flow easily in and out of. So that's what it will be for you, is that place of spirit and the light. And of course, as I said before, we'll be going through all these directions as a circle over the year. So those are the three parts of our journey. So I'm just going to review it again. I'll start, for those of you who may not have journeyed before, what I'll do is four groups of seven with my drum. Four groups of seven get you settling in to the journey time. Then I'm going to do a rapid drum beat, and that's when you're going to go into an opening in the earth, and it could even be, you know, right under even the fire or off to the side. You'll just know. You'll find an opening in the earth that will get you down into that first lower world. That's the rapid drum beat. So we're going to be going to the southwest once we get under the earth and see the light under there. There'll be a light at the end of the tunnel. When we find ourselves in that territory, that landscape, then we'll go to the southwest. And those who are in springtime, you will be going to the northeast. That's the rapid drum beat. Then there's the steady drum beat. So you'll either be going to the south to look at any unfinished business, to also acknowledge what you've done over the season, anything, you know, just acknowledging all that I talked about before. And same thing, you'll be doing that in the north. Then I will pause the drum beat. Then I'll start drumming again. That's when you're going to go to the doorway, see if you meet any guides or beings there to help you get clear about how to actually pass through this doorway. Is there any unfinished business left, possibly anything like that, or anything that you could also include on your vision statement that you're planting, that you're sowing the seeds for, whether you're in the fall or the spring. So really asking about that, too. You might get some guidance about that, something you might have left out that you didn't even realize you'd left out. That's the second part of the journey. Then I'll pause. Steady drum beat again has you opening to the new season, opening to your envisioning, the dreaming into the new season, what's ahead in terms of what you're intending for and wanting to heal, whether you know it or not, just opening to that space. That's the third part. And when we're done there, my drum will pause again, and the rapid drum beat will bring you back, just kind of retrace your steps a little. You know, you can just visit the direction, back through the doorway, the direction, and then you'll go back up into the tunnel and come back. And I'm going to leave a little time for you to take notes, because you're probably going to get a lot of information. And again, don't worry if you're not visual. Just feel into it. Open your senses. Always be journeying with your heart. And I'll give about 5 minutes at the end of this journey for you to write this down, because you might be getting some really wonderful, wonderful messages. So, let's see, I'm looking at the time here. Okay, this is going to be about 5 minutes in each part of the journey. 5 minutes in the direction, 5 minutes in the doorway, 5 minutes opening to the next season coming. And then 5 minutes to write. And then I'm going to read our group vision for the year. So, here we go. Four groups of seven, rapid drum beat brings you down to the tunnel, steady drum beat with a pause, steady drum beat with a pause, steady drum beat with a pause, rapid drum beat, retrace your steps, and then back to the circle. Okay. And if you have any power animals that you journey with, if you have a power animal, please just journey with that. If you are feeling any animals around, just journey with that. If you want to journey with the turtle, which is under us at all times, you can go with the turtle. And you may find those in the springtime. You might find some butterflies there in the doorway. And you might journey with the lizard, as we did before in the live call. Those in the fall, the lizard might come. And you can ask the lizard about the doorway as well. So just opening to any animals that want to be with you on this journey, opening to that. Thank you. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a little time to take some notes if you'd like. Get a little drink of water. Okay, so I hope you had some good journeys. Feel free to share them with me. You can email me. Love to hear what your experience was today in our first gathering. So now I wanted to just talk about the vision statements that we've talked about before on the other call, but I just wanted to talk about a little bit what I have found. If you haven't written yours yet, that's fine. Just start writing one. If you choose, it's always a choice. But what I find is to, on our personal vision statements, is write it in the present tense and feel into where you are or you're dreaming yourself to be. So you talk about, it's like, oh, I'm so glad that I, you know, that I've committed to my spirit and that I'm doing this powerful work and that, you know, things are really falling into place. So you're really dreaming into the life that you will be living, especially if you stay intentional about it and really believe in your dreaming, because we are powerful dreamers, every thought, every word. As you know, some of you might have listened to my conscious dreaming call. I talked a lot about that. And so, get a powerful vision going. We can also talk about that when you set up your first 90-minute call. We can really look at your vision if you'd like to. If you feel comfortable with it, great. And one of the things I found, and I'm going to be reading our group vision statement in a moment, is sometimes I'll do them on the computer afterwards. I always start handwriting because it's my heart and my hand to the paper. Sometimes I'll you know, then type it and print it so that I can have copies around. But I would suggest that the one that you put into the earth, if you decide to do that, or that you put, you know, on an altar or whatever it is that you end up doing if you do a ceremony of burying, is to do it with your hand, like handwrite it on a piece of paper that you can scroll up and put a ribbon around or something, and maybe put it in, you could even put it in a glass jar, whatever you feel moved to do when you're burying it or placing it somewhere. But it's really about that intention, and it's your heart to your hand, to your pencil, to your pen, onto the paper. So it's a very, I don't know, it just really, it's more direct. It's really your heart and hand saying it. So what I do also is I keep a number of copies. I like to look back on my other vision statements, see, you know, what's manifested. I have my vision statement near me that I can reread all the time so that I'm keeping my eye on my vision. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know that I'm moving forward, especially if I start getting distracted or sabotaging stuff comes up. All I have to do is read my vision, and I'm like the wolf looking ahead at that juicy hair in the distance that's going to keep me nourished and fed for quite a while, you know, as I climb my sacred mountain. You know, doesn't help for the wolf to get distracted and go after the little mice under the snow and get exhausted and then not be able to go forward towards the prey, right? So we'll talk a lot more about the hunting of our vision later on, and you know, as we go through this. But it's great to have copies, and then I guess in the entrepreneurial communities, that holding your vision or hunting your vision and really holding that present is what they would call knowing, remembering what your big why is. It's the same thing, same kind of thing. Once we know our big why, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going for that. That's where I'm headed. That's what my spirit wants. That's where I'm moving. And this in birthing ourselves into being, that's what it is, that brilliant spirit of ours. That's that vision ahead where we really are going to step into our power and our brilliance, right? And so the ceremony that I'll be doing with this planting of the group vision, I'm just going to say it really quickly, and you can also do it because I want to read this vision. I'm looking at the clock. I'll go out when I feel moved, and I'll dig a hole in the earth. It doesn't have to be particularly deep. It's just a place to, you know, to plant it. I will do drumming and smudging all around the area. Once I find space, I'll smudge the hole and, you know, maybe put flowers in there. I really go with what I'm being guided to in the moment. And then one of the things that I will definitely do is I'll put tobacco in there and ask, you know, you sprinkle tobacco around, because tobacco is a very sacred herb. I'll smudge the hole. I will smudge all around, and then I will, I will ceremonially plant the scroll of our vision and my own vision in a different place. They'll be in separate places nearby, near each other. And it also can be, actually, I wanted to say this: your vision can be a bundle. It can be like a shield. It can be something else. I mean, if your vision, if what you're dreaming into and you're planting for the next season and for your life may come in different forms. If you're an artist, it might be something else. So again, in the shamanic world, in this world of spirit, there is no yes or no, there's no right or wrong. Whatever happens, whatever, you know, so, or maybe you end up planting the vision you wrote and a bundle that has certain things you've been guided, or a crystal or something like that. So you really just go with your spirit. You ask your spirit to lead you. So I'm going to read right now our vision statement that the spirits and I wrote for this group, and which I will, as I said, will be burying. So here it is. We are honored to have been brought together in this sacred circle of like-hearted and spirited people, committed to this transformational inner journey through the medicine wheel of our lives, always centering in our hearts, moment by moment by moment. We accept exactly where we are, right here, right now, present. We honor and cherish ourselves for all the choices we've made and our soul's journey through time, different lifetimes, and that we have landed all of those journeys, everything that has come before, although time is not lineal, all that's come before though us, for us, has been exactly right, has brought us to this moment, this time on earth, this year, within this sacred circle. We acknowledge that everything that has been, that has brought us to where we are, is divinely perfect. We are steeped and steeping in the serenity of surrender and trust, ever releasing any beliefs as we circle through this year, or thoughts that impede us or somehow aren't generative for us. We let go of any thoughts or any beliefs that we've made wrong choices, and we accept that every choice, decision, agreement we've made in the past or past lives or any time or place that we've made and committed to is all part of our soul's journey and our soul's evolution and growth. We acknowledge the profound mystery that is way beyond our deepest understanding as humans. We're wide open in this year together, open to the unfolding of our soul's purposes. We are in deep gratitude every day to the Great Spirit, to the Earth, to Father Sky, to the elements, to the angelic beings, to the stars and the galaxies, all of our guides and spirits for assisting us in moving through these powerful passageways in our lives, these gateways. In the South, we stand committed and trusting and open in our hearts with an unwavering willingness to release what is no longer serving us. In the West, we're committed to introspecting and breaking the false illusions of the ego and our small self. We surrender, always surrendering, to the earth dreaming for us. We are open to always merging with and allowing ourselves to quiet enough so that we entrain with that, with the earth dreaming for us, for we are creatures of the earth. We're open to receiving her unconditional power and love for all of us. In the North, we're courageously moving forward, stepping into our power, and letting go of all conditionments that hold us back from speaking our truth and embodying our purpose. In the East, we're always releasing any false beliefs that cloud or dampen the brilliance of our beings. We are feeding and tending our inner heart fires, and we, as we birth ourselves into being in this journey through the seasons and the medicine circle and wheel of our lives. In the East, the morning star rises, igniting and birthing us into our brilliance, birthing us into our being. We stand in the space of the unknown and welcome the flow of possibilities beyond our wildest dreams. We are circling more and more into the center of our being as we gather tools and acknowledge the powerful initiatory gateways we've been passing through over this year-long cycle that we're in together, this journey around and through the medicine wheel of our lives. We humbly stand on the earth, hearts wide open. Our hearts are full. We shine in our brilliance, embodied and fully birthed into our beings. Ho. So that's our vision statement for our circle for the year that will be buried into the earth here in the beautiful woods of Maine. It's a beautiful place here. So I'm not going to talk much more. I just want to be with, let's just be with that vision for a moment. Then I'm going to drum. A drum of thanks and close this beautiful time together we had today on the equinox. The new and honoring the new beginnings of birthing ourselves fully into our beings this year. Share, you're welcome to. So it'll be a moment before I come back after I stop this. I'm stopping it right now.